Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
It's good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Every Sunday morning, the Concrete Gang on 3CR, 8:55 on the AM dial, 9:30 in the morning. I hope you're all sitting back, having a nice breakfast Sunday morning. But we have to start, unfortunately, with some very, very sad news. We've lost one of the great men from the Concrete Gang. Georgie Despard has passed away during the week, so very sad. He's been crook for quite a while, but... yeah, not good.
Terrible news.
Not good at all.
One of the real working class heroes of the trade unionism world.
Definitely was that. So to Georgie's family, condolences from the Concrete Gang and all his friends out there. There's plenty of them. We'll keep you informed with the details of the funeral or whatever. But yeah, so it's just very sad news. Anyway, we've got the poem in last week, and we're gonna read out one of his favourites today as well. We're gonna try and read one every week.
Yeah, so obviously a few of the lads rang in, and we'll put on a couple of songs for Georgie because he was a long time person on the Concrete Gang as well. And apparently this was his favourite poem he wrote. Abbotsford Shuffle,
Shuffle, yeah. Yeah, so we'll be doing that later.
Yeah.
All right. Financial report. Oh, that's last week's.
We're flying.
CPH Spark Consortium. There's a
CPB.
CPB, yeah. Is it? I've got H here. Oh, that's close.
Yeah, obviously in the media this week we've had a lot of stories emerging about corruption, you know? And it's like, not that I give anything to the media anyway, but serious dramas on this job, you know, with the management, with the builders and that there. They're obviously rorting it some way. And they've been caught out by another bloke's been caught out, you know, charging the workers in the tunnels for getting them jobs. They have to pay $5,000 per person. So, yeah, and it's amazing how all this stuff makes the media, but they don't manage the name the builder, the consortium, or anything.
No.
And then all of a sudden it's linked back to the CFMU, which has nothing to do with us, because it's all management. And then the more you dig in, the more you hear that the women on the job being absolutely sexually harassed and all that there. It's a disgusting disgrace.
Sent to clean homes and stuff.
Oh, mate.
They put in, like, you see the stuff in the media, that we're talking about the North East Link. They put out, you know, that, you know, the CFMU is this, the corrupt, you know. A couple of weeks ago we had issues with the hoist there, and it was major blow-ups and major safety breaches. And then to hear one of the superintendents, one of the bosses of out there on the job, charging workers $5,000 to get a job. He's charged over 100, reported in the media, over 150 people.
Yeah, so $750,000 there.
And some of the misconduct with multiple women. Like,
and he's already on 800. Who's justifying $800,000 a year to pay this bloke?
Yeah. And if that's his wage. If that's the corruption he's doing to the workers, imagine what the rest is on the job. You know what I mean? We're hearing horrible stories and hearing horrible stories about mismanagement of the big build. You know, I think Jacinda Allen and the Labor Party have got a lot to answer with the way they've managed this, the way they've rolled this out.
Yeah.
We don't see them putting CBP in bloody administration.
Nah.
Do they? You know?
And when we talk about what's, you know, these government jobs cost overblown, that they're easy target is to blame the CFMU because we get the proper wages and conditions. Yeah. But why don't we look at the real actual facts of what's going on? When you have general supers in there, so this particular person is a general super of the actual tunnelling process of the actual project. He's on $800,000 a year, as Sparrow said. 150 people getting charged $5,000 to get jobs.
Yeah.
Allegedly, all this sort of stuff.
Reported in the media.
And then all this sexual harassment and all that there. And then, you know what I mean? Where is all this stuff being called out? Can't even name them in the papers. But they'll blame us.
But you know what really gets my goat? You know, you see in the media and all that corruption and then building corruption, then you see a picture of the CFMU flag. It's got nothing to do with us.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. You know, we're actually the only ones defending the people that are involved.
And then
they're coming to us for help now, all these women. So.
And the alleged stories coming out is that this isn't the first time it's happened. Yeah. Multiple managers and people, superintendents, have been stood down.
Wait and see what comes out.
You know what I mean? And then there's all these other rumors that they've got machines on all the jobs. You've management being hired into the project, and then they've got their own companies on with their own machines just rolling it.
10, 15 excavators that haven't even turned over any dirt.
A couple of weeks ago, there was concrete pours getting done at people's nannies' house and stuff like that.
Where's the media calling out there? Where's the...
They've got Operation Hawkeye onto it.
100%. Oh, mate.
No, well, it's not a level playing field. We know that, boys. We can't expect them to start
to be fair.
Being fair now, Also, the Tassie Stadium hit the headlines again this week, apparently. So now they don't want it again or something. Like, it's hard to keep up the
plan. Hit a roadblock.
They did an independent cost review on it, and apparently the independent saying, it's not worth the money and it's not all this. But, mate, Oregon's a tragedy, mate. Yeah. It'd be good to have a great stadium down there, people to watch football and all this sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not just football. It's everything else it brings.
Yeah, big crash, just jump on a plane, fly over. Hour flight, and you're there. Bang.
All right, Woodpecker, you've got a few stories to tell about the work coming up.
Yep, there's definitely work coming up. Capital have got two jobs starting, one in Kensington, which Delta are there at the minute starting the dig, and they won another $250 million job in the Docklands. That's just Capital. And that job near South Melbourne Market, near Hutchie's office, has been hoarded off forever. That looks like that's about to go. There's two builders, down to the final quote for that, the tender for that. And Hacer are starting two jobs, one in Dorcas Street and the one down in Port Melbourne where the gym got burnt down. So that's finally going to go ahead. And that's just
down the waterfront.
Down the waterfront, down to Port Melbourne where their Spirit of Tassie used to come in. So that's just in that little pocket. So there's heaps of work coming up. And it's not all government work either, which is good. The private sector's starting to take off, so... And they also won another massive job in the city, like a $500 million one. So that's Capital there. So.
Yeah.
God, they've got some work capital.
It's definitely turning. We've just got to make sure they get the right cranes up, don't we?
Yeah. It'd be good if you put in an effort there. Woodpecker, Jesus.
It's good.
I think you left your best work in here, to be honest.
And that's not very good.
That's not very good, yeah.
But it's definitely turning in the private sector, so we're looking all right.
It's good to see.
Frankie, just take this on board. It's only half hour show, but can you give us an update on the cranes?
Not the long version of a short story.
Yeah, as of Friday, the...
Thanks, Frankie. Yeah, all right, now the next one.
obviously the accident in Derrimut sort of they started last week, last Friday. They made a start on dismantling that crane. As of Friday this week, which is almost a week, obviously, they've finished off. They've just tidying up the last bits of pulling it down, so that's it done. Shout out to all the riggers and everybody, all the people out there, traffic management, the labourers, spotters, everyone who did their bit. It was successfully done in a safe manner, as we do, so That's the that's just the start of that saga, though. It's down now.
Well, yeah,
the blame game starts now with insurance companies getting posses
together, trying to have meetings, and you know, because they probably just said, "Geez, this is costing a quid. Who's paying for this?"
Exactly right.
And this is when we find out we have trouble finding out exactly what did happen, because you know, if it's such and such fault or their fault, they're paying and all that, so. It'll be going on forever, I think, till we find out exactly what happened.
Well, I was talking to someone the other week about the one that you brought up about when the crane fell through the core years ago.
Yeah,
that was almost 10 years ago. That only got settled there about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There you go.
How's morale on the job?
Yeah, there's no one on the job at the minute. So yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's the flow-on effect too. Yeah. The job like that stops. There's be blokes sitting home because the companies don't have work and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and coming up to the end of the year, grand final, Melbourne Cup, it's when you need all the money you can have.
Yeah. And then the push will be on to try and make up that lost time, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, which, you know what I mean? I think that's why we ended up in this situation. 100%, was the push.
Exactly right.
Look at that ADCO collapse in Moir and Q. Like, that they just started building that again. You know what I mean? Like that's been
three or four years.
You were in charge of that, weren't you?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well,
let's get to the demo the whole thing.
Snap defeat from the jaws of victory. Well done, mate.
Yeah. Well, it was the best. ADCO on their signs had ADCO people that build, and someone went in there with graffiti and wrote "not well."
Oh. Yeah. Well, they're still winning.
Yeah,
they're doing it. They've got a bit of work coming up in the new year.
Picked up a big job in Geelong as well. There's a lot of work coming up in Geelong by the sound of it too. So
why wouldn't there be?
Corey and Trav all over it, like a fucker.
All right, now we've got CPP Metro Tunnel.
Metro Tunnel. You know, there's a lot of vehicles on that job. The Metro Tunnel, they set up cameras in the car park where all the workers pay to monitor these vehicles to try and find. They lost the vehicle. They lost the vehicle for about 8 months. Mm. It actually got...
Or was it your place?
No. Even better. They're hiring these vehicles and the bill goes back to the government. So they found it in an impound. It had been impounded for 8 months and no one even knew the vehicle was missing on the job. And then they put up cameras and they hired people to look around the job for the find this ute and it was in the impound. So then they had to pay the bill for
was
the impound.
What?
Impound. Yeah. It was impounded. It was parked in a...
I just didn't hear. Oh, I take it. What's he getting so aggressive?
Anyway.
So it was impounded. Did you get that part?
Or? Yeah, I got it.
So it was locked up.
I thought he was stuttering.
It was impounded. The government...
He said it again.
So...
It must be the only car that doesn't have a tracker on it.
So the government's paying the fine... So the government's paying that fine again. So it's taxpayers. We're talking about waste of money. We're talking about that. So they've paid labourers to go around for 2 days or 4 days trying to find this, put
grass
video
job.
Cameras
I'd love
up,
that job.
And all it was parked in a bloody loading zone and got towed.
Got towed. Impounded.
And no one knew about it.
It was probably in their own loading zone that got towed from.
The government will be paying a fine back to themselves.
Yeah. Government's loving this. Do they have to pay the fine, you reckon?
Yeah, well, they do. Yeah. It'll be just added to the bill.
Well, they probably impound the fine.
Just impound it.
It's just like it's a free meal, is it?
Nah, well, apparently not.
No. Now, let me think. I'm just working. So we're playing old Georgie's song.
Yeah. So there's a couple of songs the boys sent through, and apparently he loved it, and I can't believe we've got to play it, but it's the Richmond theme song.
Oh.
Risking head and skin, if we're behind then never mind, we'll fight and fight and win, for we're from Tigerland. We never weak until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold, for we're from Tiger, yellow and black, we're from Tigerland. With a grin,
risking head and skin. If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win, for we're from Tigerland. We never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold, for we're from Tiger, yellow and black. We're from Tigerland.
And there it was, Tigerland, for the great man, Georgie Despard. God love him. We're going to miss him. We've missed him for the years he's been in his home there. And we're going to miss him even more now he's gone. But one thing we won't miss, we've got a book of his beautiful poems here, and I'm going to try and read it out. I'll tell you.
You're in for a real treat. Yeah.
If you blokes say anything, you'll be doing it for the rest, because we're going to try and read one of these out every week.
I hope I don't have to impound it.
Anyway, we'll put it in pounding. We'll impound it if it doesn't do any good. So one of his favourites in his book, and they're all about, you know, working class things, the Lithgow Disco, Miss French Riviera, Jimmy's come of age, being out of work, we're going to turn it around, no bloody wonder, here's luck, getting the sack. It's all about, you know, stuff we deal with day to day. And this one's called the Abbotsford Shuffle. I think that's where he was living when he wrote this. I was walking along Johnson Street the other night. It was 10 o'clock on Thursday, and I was half tight. So I thought I'd hail a taxi. I hailed the taxi all right. It turned out to be a taxi with a blue light. So they pulled up alongside me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Getting out of here." So I started doing the Abbotsford Shuffle. It's a real smooth dance, I suppose you all know. So if the coppers try and get you, just hit the toe. And then start doing the Abbotsford Shuffle. Now if they try and get you and you think you can't win, just sidestep real smart with a bit of a grin and start doing the Abbotsford Shuffle. Now if you break your door down and you think you're going to go, don't be there in the first place. Always be on the toe and start doing
the Abbotsford Shuffle.
Then run as fast as you can. That's great,
isn't
it?
That's great.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Very talented man. I think what we might do is we might even print these out like in a sort of a bit of a book thing, and maybe sell them or something and make money for the concrete gang, which I think he'd love. But anyway, I hope the family enjoying this if you're listening in. And we will try and do one of these every week. There's quite a few of them in here, and they're hilarious. I can't find the dog shit in Richmond, though. That was a classic. I've got to find out where that is.
Are you sure the long it wasn't just smoker. You standing in a dog shit in Richmond?
Nah. The Billy Boy, the long smoker, the 44-gallon drum, the old steel fixer, the picket line factor, the flour mill picket. That was in North Melbourne. Remember that? Get a BLF ticket. Oh, it's grouse. Anyway. All right, we'll move on. What have we got next, boys? We've got Campo's going to give a report.
Campo? Sweet.
It's you, mate.
Well, good report.
Well,
good report.
Welcome, Campo. Well,
so, obviously, looking after Box Hill, there's been another 50-story tower approved. There's some more jobs getting it's still at the tender. It's down to two companies now for a $200 million job at Hawthorne. There's also upcoming works around Kew as well. There's a few big jobs, but it's good to see some 50 stories have been approved, and there's multiple of them have been approved around Box Hill. So hopefully we start getting the fruit of that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And there's also a big sewage treatment plant that's out for tender as well at the moment. So it's been deferred for 12 months because of the government, but if that goes, that'll be...
Whereabouts is that?
It's just in Box Hill. It's right near the footy field. They put it underneath, so...
All right. The ANZ Bank.
Oh, well...
Geez, they're going well, aren't they? The old banks, they're not bad, are they? Robbing us forever, sacking people. They sound like the red Qantas, you know, and all that. That our Irish mate has gone off with about 20 or 30 million bonuses for sacking all the workers and whatever.
I'll tell you what, they're doing all right. They've just been fined $240 million.
Oh, my God.
That's for charging dead people still. They've actually been a bit naughty with the government bonds as well, inflating government bonds and all that. So
they got fined. It hurt the government, that's all.
I mean, where's all these criminal laws being taken out against Ammons?
I think we put Warren in there as the administrator. Do we got that power? Can we put Warren?
He'll put himself in there. Self-anointed.
He'll have another title.
The resistance.
He'll have another title then. The resistance for all banks.
CISA Incorporated.
Yeah, the Monash Hospital. What's going on there?
Yeah, there's a big development going on there. It's in the tendering stage still. It's down to the last two builders, I think.
Canes have got it.
Well, I think they've got it. Yeah. Yeah, it's looking like them.
Canes have got it.
Okay, fair enough. You know more than me. I'll let you report on it.
Ooh. Oh, bit touchy.
It's a position of power, isn't it?
Yeah, that early works are going on at the minute. It's just very small early works at the minute. It's just a,
they're not that small.
They're relocating the ambulance bay for them and their sort of delivery zones and that there for where they drop patients off. That sort of stuff's going on now. Obviously, that'll probably finish towards the end of the year, start of next year, and then looking maybe after Easter, mid-year, they'll start the...
kicking in the guts.
Yeah, so and the development is actually on top of the pre-existing building, so there'll be, I think there'll be a little bit of demo on that there, but that building is going to be on top. So they're adding to it, so they're not actually doing away with the whole thing.
That sounds like a disaster.
It doesn't sound like something that's in Kane's wheelhouse, let's put it that way. But
holy
when
crap.
We talk about, you know, Kane's practices as well, like out in Clyde, we've got a school being built out there. They don't seem to understand what traffic management is. And they think it's not on them as the principal builder to provide safe access, egress, people plan separation. They just got
to and from the job.
Just got truck and dogs running through the, you know what I mean? So they're trying to put it all on the subbies and that there. They've no input, you know what I mean? So they're learning the hard way. Let's put it that way.
Have we had a show since the last stewards meeting?
Yes, we have.
Anyway, so what the next one we're having, I think it's about 1 or 2 weeks ago, we've got to make sure everyone's wearing camo shirts and wind shooters. We've got to get a photo. So when you come to the stewards meeting, make sure you've got one, a camo shirt. There's plenty for sale over the shop. Get one. So we're going to take some photos and all that for the great man camo and for his charity. Yeah. Making money for his charity. Help nurses get trained up for the special... Yeah, oh, hang on, Campo's coming in again. What's his
name? And your flags, get your flags.
And the flags up on the cranes and all that and on your job. Yes, young Campo.
Just a reminder too, the branch meeting's on next Wednesday, the 24th, so get in. I think the shop will be open, so get in early. Get your the camo stuff's there as well. If you're rank and file coming in, you can buy it there.
Well done.
All goes to a great cause.
The wellness centre. Yeah.
Have we got water on there yet?
Yeah, well, hang on. Let's put a positive spin on it. I mean, there's enough people being negative about it, you peanuts. So it is coming together. They've had a few hurdles. There's water problems. There's all sorts of things happening down the street. We're waiting for Capital to finish it and fix up the things they've got to fix. But anyway, don't read what you read. All the shit that's in the press, We don't care. It's there to help people. It's there to help the women in the industry, the men, our Aboriginals, everyone that who needs a bit of help when they're coming back from injuries or with unpersonal problems, it's just there for them, and they can say what they like. But if we can help, one or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people out, it's all worth it, isn't it?
It's just a community centre for our members.
Yeah,
It's there to benefit members, and you see in the media here they're giving us a slag, and it's this and it's valued this and that. Well, it's tailor built for our needs. It's tailor built to train our people to deal with mental health. Yeah. It's tailor built for our members to come in and get help when they need it. We didn't design it for someone else. We designed it for our needs, and we're never going to sell it. It's our building, and we're proud of it. So you should be as members as well.
Yeah,
and just a little tip. It's worth nothing until you sell it.
It's like shares, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when we talk about these banks and all that, these people are valuing it as if we're building it to make money. All right, we're not building it to lose money, but we're not building it, like Campbell said, we're tailoring it to what we need. All right, that's probably doesn't suit a bank, but it suits our members. You know what I mean? If you're struggling with mental health, you can walk in there and speak to someone. If you're struggling with physical health, you can go in there and someone will help. You know what I mean?
We're talking about getting a billboard there, aren't we?
Yeah.
I wonder who's
in charge of that.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Just like Christmas.
And look, just to finish the show, George, I've probably told this story a million times, but I just have flashbacks while we're sitting here, and he used to sit next to me, little Georgie, and this is his own words. He said, Longy, I got no neck. Can you push the microphone down to me, and all that? He was just a hilarious bloke, take the piss out of himself and all that. And that's what old builders' labourers used to do, the salt of the earth. And he was a funny bloke. They were going to chuck him out of a pub when this big bouncer was going to chuck him out. So So Georgie, give him a slap, you know, give him a good one. So what's the big bouncer do? He rings the coppers, you know, the coppers come down. And they come over and said, hey boys, which, you know, what happened? And I said, oh, that bloke tried intimidating bloody Georgie, and he gave him a slap. And the copper goes over the bench. He says, I'd hand your number in, mate. You're an embarrassment to security.
Great.
So, yeah, there's a million stories like that. And obviously we'll have a, you know, send off for George. And we'll be millions of them coming out. He's a very funny man. All right, I think that's about it. We wrapped it up, boys.
Yep.
Yeah. We got it all done.
We'll just scallywag.
Camp, are you going to say something?
Yeah, we've got obviously a song for Georgie. Scallywags.
Jesus, you've lost your touch, mate.
Thanks for the support there, Frank. You know, I mean, you know. Scallywags, we didn't do
CPB.
It. CPB, of course.
I actually chucked the AW in there. The girls who have been mistreated have gone.
Oh, disgusting.
They've gone and joined the CFMU because they don't trust the AW to act in their best interest. So
Scallywags.
Scallywags, you'd have to say Metro Tunnel for losing the ute.
ANZ.
ANZ Bank.
Sacking everyone, getting fined 250
million. AW in South Australia.
Yeah.
John Hollins.
We'll give another big report that next week.
Yeah, all right, we'll give CBP and AW.
Yeah, that's good enough. CPB and AWU. And we'll go out the same.
Sukuvala.
Yeah, I just did. We gave the two.
Oh, sorry.
CPB and AW.
Yeah.
Keynes
is a
sookie
for sooking about having to actually.
No, well, Frank, with
their due diligence.
Yeah.
We'll sort that out next week. We'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
That's good morning from the Concrete Gang.
And we're going out with the Builders Labourer song for Georgie.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay. Produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.